fifth paragraph of our passage, third Mishnah. Moichas a chamor, moichas a tzioch. Person who sold a donkey, if that donkey had a baby, that young offspring is included with him. Yeah. Talking about a case where he said that I want a chamor which is nursing, or a par which is nursing. Oh, sorry, or I'm selling you a chamor which is nursing. So, obviously, when he says the donkey is nursing, he didn't mean that he wants the one who's buying it, he wants for the milk. Nobody eats donkey milk. But it meant that it's milk in it and it has offspring. Yeah. So, mochas a par, lo mochas a bno. But if he said, I want a cow which is milking, that type of cow, we do not say that was mocha the offspring. Why? Because the reason why he said he wants a milking cow is not because he wants the offspring, it's because he wants the milk. And therefore, we have no reason to say he wants more than that. Mocha ashba, mocha ziplo. If he sells a garbage dump, then the garbage that is there is included. Mocha ba, mocha meimo. If he sells a well, we say the water in the well is included. Mocha kaveris, he sold the beehive. Mocha dvarim, we assume that the bees in the hive are included. Mocha shoivach, he sold the bird coat. Mocha yoinu, we include the yoinu, we assume they're included. Kepe ha-shoivim ha-chavei-rei, ha-friach ve-chari-shoinu. If a person buys the birds of the shoivach, in other words, he got the bird coat, al-manas to get all the birds. So the way they used to grow was that these doves would always give birth to twins. So there would be many generations there in the course of time. So the one who's buying it would leave to the moicha the first set of twins that are born after it was sold. Why? Because he needs the first offspring to be there so that the mother won't and father won't run away. They feel this is their family nesting area. Yeah, so since the bird coat still belongs to the owner, we want it to be together with a father and mother, and therefore the first offspring remains to the seller. Peres kaveris, if someone bought the fruit of the beehive, known as the bees, noitel shloish nechilim umesaris. He takes three groups, bunches, swarms of bees that are coming out of this beehive, and he puts them to his own kaveres, and after his mesaris, from then onwards he takes them one for him and one for the original owner. Yeah. That's one pshat in the Gemara. That's the way the Rambam passes, so we'll use that pshat. Chalas dvash manir shtei chalas, of a person bought the honeycombs, he should still leave behind two of them. Why? Because the dvarim need that in the winter to they survive off that honey. Zeisim lokatz manir shtei grufias, if he bought olive trees to chop them down, then he has to still leave behind two branches from each tree so that the tree will continue growing.